Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Russia claims Ukraine plans dirty bomb.
They've turned to psychological warfare.
Heavy turnout for early voting.
If you're going to vote, get out there and do it. Do it early.
Pandemic's toll in the classroom.
Math scores for eighth graders fell in almost every state.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Disturbing new claims in the Ukraine war, and they come from Russia with a sharp pushback from Ukraine and the United States. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
Russia says its defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, told Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin that Ukraine could be preparing a so-called dirty bomb. A dirty bomb has never been used before, is not a nuclear explosion, and would be far less harmful. But by using conventional explosives to spread radioactive material, it's an effective weapon of terror. In a joint statement, the US, the UK and France rejected Russia's transparently false allegations, saying the world would see through any attempt to use it as a pretext for escalation.
Former acting CIA director Michael Morell is a CBS News contributor.
What Vladimir Putin is hoping for is that he can hold on until winter. And if he can get to winter, then the fighting will die down. And the energy crisis in Ukraine, the energy crisis in Western Europe, he's hoping will force the Ukrainians to the negotiating table, which is where he wants to get to because he's losing.
2 weeks from tomorrow, Election Day, midterm voting that will determine control of the House and Senate. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports on early voting.
In Georgia this weekend, more than 80,000 voters showed up on one day alone, a 159% increase from the same day of early voting 4 years ago.
No line. Just present my ID. They process straight to the machines and out.
Similar reports are coming in from key states like North Carolina and Florida. In Arizona, election officials are concerned about possible voter intimidation in the city of Mesa. Voters say armed individuals dressed in tactical gear set up Friday near a ballot drop box.
They're not trying to see if somebody's ballot stuffing. They're trying to intimidate voters. They're trying to keep people away from the ballot box.
CBS's Robert Costa reports former President Trump is pressuring Pennsylvania Republicans to put an end to mail-in voting in that state. Rolling Stone magazine first reported it stemmed from a Trump Tower meeting last month about possibly challenging the results of the U.S. Senate race in that state.
Veteran Trump ally Michael Caputo told CBS News that Trump's message was that Pennsylvania state lawmakers have to act now, or else no excuse mail-in balloting will continue long into the future.
John Poulos, the CEO of Dominion Voting Systems, tells 60 Minutes he and others who work for the company continue to face threats in the wake of the 2020 election and the unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud and vote rigging that followed.
People have been put into danger. Their families have been put into danger. Their lives have been upended all because of lies. It was a very clear calculation that they knew there were lies and they were repeating them and endorsing them.
Dominion has filed 8 lawsuits seeking more than $10 billion in damages from Fox News and other networks, corporations, and individuals. Overseas in Great Britain, CBS's Vicky Barker says the stage is set for a new prime minister.
Steve, the would-be contenders have just one more hour to gather endorsements from at least 100 of their fellow Conservative Party lawmakers. So far, former finance minister Rishi Sunak gathered well above that number, increasing pressure from party elders for his only challenger, Penny Mordaunt, to drop out.
We need to bring this whole pantomime to a conclusion.
And what of Boris Johnson? The former prime minister ended his comeback bid last night, less than an hour hour after assuring this top supporter he was still in.
I've got to say that I was absolutely flabbergasted.
Result?
Look, I'll say it like it is. It's time for grown-ups. I'm back in Rishi.
Watch this space. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
North and South Korea exchanged warning shots today along a disputed western sea boundary where there have been past naval battles. No fighting reported, but it comes amid a recent barrage of weapons tests by North Korea.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
There's more trouble at school blamed on the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The nation's report card released this morning finds math scores for eighth graders fell in almost every state, with just 26% proficient. That's down from 34% in 2019. Reading scores fell in more than half of states.
A Texas prison official says the man accused of shooting and killing two Dallas hospital employees Saturday was on parole and had been given permission to be there to witness the birth of a child. The man was wounded by a police officer. In Los Angeles, opening statements today in the rape and sexual assault trial of disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein.
The charges include forcible rape and sexual battery involving five women between 2004 and 2013. Harvey Weinstein's already been found guilty in New York on similar charges. The alleged victims here will now get their day in court, too.
They want one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood to be accountable for all his crimes.
Law professor Lori Levinson says expect the defense to go after Weinstein's accusers.
Undoubtedly, the defense strategy will be to attack the credibility of the women.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In a Spanish newspaper, Salman Rushdie's agent says the author has lost sight in one eye and the use of a hand as he recovers from the stabbing attack in August in western New York. The agent says Rushdie suffered 3 serious neck wounds and 15 to the chest and torso. A wild scene yesterday in Philadelphia as the Phillies advance to the team's first World Series since 2009.
It's deep! It's going!
Yes.
And it is gone!
Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top!
NLCS MVP Bryce Harper's home run was the difference in the 4-3 win over San Diego on TBS, Phillies taking the National League crown 4-1. In New York, the Astros rallied to beat the Yankees 6-5, a 4-game ALCS sweep for Houston and manager Dusty Baker.
This is our second year in a row. It's hard to do. It's a long road to get here.
4th World Series in 6 years for the Astros. It all opens in Houston Friday night.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A TV series renewed interest in something gruesome. Now it's being served up, and the reviews are bad.
It was supposed to be Halloween decor, but Capital Pizza in Lubbock, Texas is getting a ton of backlash over its Jeffrey Dahmer special. It's a pizza decorated to look like it's covered in body parts. It's mostly ramen noodles and prosthetic props, but many customers are complaining, saying it was done in poor taste. Dahmer brutally murdered 17 men from the late 70s to early 90s, but he's back in the media thanks to a new Netflix series. The owner says he didn't mean any offense. He'll pull the pie after Halloween. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
At the weekend box office, the new Dwayne Johnson film, Black Adam, opened in the top spots.
I've been waiting for this moment.
for a very long time.
Taking in $67 million, Ticket to Paradise, the Julia Roberts, George Clooney film, was second with $16 million. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.